for the evening. Community and Sisters in Christ. Let's go to the Lord again in the word of prayer. Our Father and our God, we come tonight, Lord, just to be a reflection of you, Lord, and to speak your word and the truth in your word, Lord. And let us all think about Jesus Christ, because he is our Redeemer, the one who is and brings us salvation. In Jesus' name I pray. I was asked how long I would be, so I told them at least 2 hours. So if anybody can't say 2 hours, you can be the distance right now. My assignment was the first event. 1:8. Who shall also confirm you until the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ? And the day of our Lord Jesus Christ is when he comes back from heaven to redeem us, his saints. And he is the only one that can do it. Not like the Lord, being who he is and what he has already done for us. Sometimes in life, things can be made too easy or too plain and too simple that you just go without it, and you just miss it. And that's what salvation is all about. Jesus has already done the work that needs to be done. All we need to do is to believe it, accept it, trust him, be baptized, and wait for his coming. Because you know, a lot of people don't like it. Think about death. But I always knew that death would come for everybody. And no one is going to be excluded from death. Death is going to come to all of us. And when I go to funerals or to a cemetery, I always see birthday, a person was born, and then there's a dash. And then it's the date that they died. To me, that dash represents what we do and how we act during this period of birth and death.
All right. Mm-hmm. Stay there.
And so it's nothing that we need to worry about dying. Because our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he died. And we too, one day, will die. Right? Mm-hmm. And if we believe in him, we are going to be resurrected with him when he comes to redeem us. Mm-hmm. Now, that time might be at the time of the rapture. You know what the rapture is. And if not, you're going to be left here for that other stuff that's going to come on. And I don't think any of us want to be there left. Just so we have to be ready when he comes. So how do you get ready? I'm glad you asked. If you believe that Jesus Christ is who he says he is, and if you put your trust in him and believe in him and be baptized, symbolized if we believe in him, what do we have to worry about? What do we have to worry about? There are 66 books in the Bible, 39 old and 27 new. And they all point to Jesus. I don't think there's a book in there that you can read that it doesn't point to him or has something to say about him. And it's about him, it's not about us, who we're trying to be like, or who we're trying to imitate and all that. That's stupid stuff, worldly. God is a spirit, and we must worship him in the spirit. And you can't do it with your carnal mind. It's impossible.
Right.
You cannot do it. Unless you get in the spirit and be spiritually minded. And we must be ready for his return from heaven.
Yes.
So we can be, so when he comes from heaven to take the church out, hey, we good to go, as the world would say. There is something referred to as the first stage of Christ's coming. You know, his first coming was as a babe, right? I'm asking a question, right?
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. I just want you to be with me. And he had a miraculous birth. He was born, he was conceived of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And not of a sperm like we were. Okay. So, just think about Jesus, how his miraculous birth was through the Virgin Mary. And that dash in his, on his tombstone would have been all the good works that he did, all the healing, all the praying, all the good stuff that he did, all the stuff that we should try to eliminate, to be like him as much as possibly can. And again, like I said, don't be comparing ourselves to one another, because we're just filthy rags, quiet as it kept. We can do nothing without him. But through him we can do how many things?
All things.
All right. Thank you. In Genesis 1, we know that the world was created. And all through the Revelation, Jesus, I wish Bobby Bird was here, because Revelation 22:20 says, surely I am coming quickly. And this is in red, and she would say this is Jesus speaking. And this is Jesus speaking. And he wants us to be ready. We prepare for everything else. Big party or banquet or whatever. Dance. You know the world thing we prepare ourselves for. But what we should be mindful of is preparing ourselves taken up with Jesus when he comes. And he could come at any minute, y'all. He could come before this night is over, before this hour is over. And don't be deceived when some people be telling you when he's coming, because nobody knows. So don't be caught up in the hype of hope. is a hope, so this is the word of God. And so I encourage you, I ask you, if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, so that you won't have to go to hell, please accept him.
Yes,
Lord.
Don't be looking at the people in the world or comparing yourself to somebody else or comparing somebody else to somebody else, you know, on and on and on. Let's try to all try to be more like Jesus. And to help or involve one another as he has asked us to do. It's not hard. It takes a change.
Why?
And we all can be changed. And we all one day will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. As a twinkling of an eye. So there's nothing else I can say except every Sunday, Pastor Jackson takes us to the cross. Every Sunday, it's not a Sunday. Yes, he won't take you to the cross. And I'm quite sure he loved the Lord. And he don't want to be spreading out his soup while we sit up in here and eat no
say it.
What he tells us and how he tells us that God, Jesus, loves us. And he's, God gave his only begotten Son.
Yes.
It's a gift. If I had $100 in my hand and brought it to you and you didn't accept it, where would the $100 be?
Back in your name.
You have to accept
yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
As your personal Savior. Don't
yes.
be worried about, no, I can't say don't be worried about nobody else. But we are to tell the good news so everybody will know. Don't keep good stuff to yourself. Share. Jesus. Shared. The Lord shared him with us, so we need to share too. And so, is there anything that I said or tried to say tonight that anyone don't understand?
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll rest my case.